Suppose you want to navigate Cambridge without buses or trains. You could use your gasoline-powered car, but wouldn't it be better to travel more sustainably?
Cambridge is doing a lot to promote sustainable transportation, making it fun, easy, and accessible to everyone. Stephanie Grohl, Parking and Transportation Demand Management Officer for the City of Cambridge, explains.
All of our policies are aimed at encouraging people to get out of their cars and get around in other ways. We don't prohibit car use, obviously. It's something that we accept as part of life, and some people will always need to drive. But people who don't have to drive, we would like to encourage them to change the way they get around.
Cambridge reached out to the public by conducting phone surveys for a number of years to collect data on how people commute. The city then provided information about other transportation options and later called again to see if the residents' commuting habits had changed.
The next step is to make sure the city has the proper infrastructure to encourage sustainable transportation. If you don't have sufficient bike parking and bike lanes, for instance, people won't be as motivated to use their bicycles.
It turns out that the city's plan is working, and lots of people are commuting by bike, but that can lead to a shortage of places in which people can park their bicycles. Here's Jeff Rosenblum, a city planner for the City of Cambridge.
When we run out of space on the sidewalk for bike parking, we need to look at other places, and the only other place really that's available is that's close by is the car parking spaces.
The answer is bike corrals. They look like ordinary bike racks, but they're out on the street, not on the sidewalk.
This is a bike corral. It takes up the space of one parking spot, and it holds up to 14 bicycles, although if you go to the end of the street at One Broadway, you'll notice that people are locking bikes to all ends of the thing.
Replacing one parking spot with a bike corral in front of a store can be great for business, because you're trading one car driving customer for as many as 14 bike riders.
Another part of Cambridge's sustainability program involves addressing the rapid surge of electric vehicles. Cambridge is addressing this by converting regular parking spaces into electric vehicle charging stations. Here's Bronwyn Cook, formerly the Environmental Programs Coordinator for the City of Cambridge.
This station is a double station. Both sides are level two, so technically you can charge two cars at one time at a level two charge. The level two is sort of the medium. Level one is super slow. It's called a trickle charge.
Even if people don't give their cars a full charge here, having a charge station available means that commuters don't have to worry about running out of juice. And it's not just the city that's installing these stations. A number of private companies are also starting to provide charging stations for their employees.
Cambridge is recycling space by turning regular parking spots into places where people can park their bikes or charge their electric vehicles. And it also now hosts 24 commercial bike sharing docking stations. With all of these modes of alternative transportation, it appears that Cambridge is leading the way in sustainable approaches to personal transportation.